It's June 10th, and that's a significant date for the Italian-Canadian community. Not a happy one, though. On this date in 1940, the Canadian government classified Italian-Canadians as enemy aliens. Lucy DiPietro is collecting stories from people who remember their treatment at the hands of the RCMP during the war. She joins us on the early shift now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, what exactly happened to Italian Canadians when they were declared enemy aliens back in 1940?
Well, there were a few things that happened. The first is that the enemy alien declaration was announced and the resolution passed by the House of Commons in the afternoon around 3 o'clock or so in Ottawa. And around that time, it resulted from or was a reaction to the declaration of war on Britain and France by Mussolini in Rome at the time. And shortly thereafter, and indicating that this work or this outcome had already been foreseen by the Canadian government, roundups happened throughout the country, including in Windsor, within minutes, if not before the actual announcement. Individuals were either, and mostly men, were taken from their homes, their places of business, in some cases even from the street, and they were detained. They were detained in the either in centers or in police jails, etc., in various communities, I guess, depending where they could hold a large number of men. And it differed depending on what the community was or where the community was located. And those individuals spent a day, in some cases more than a week, in these detention centers. Some were released, but quite a large number, over 600, were then interned. And they were interned for, the time varies, but years.
And where were they sent to be interned?
Again, it's regionally based, but most of the Italian Canadians at one point or another ended up in Petawawa, which is located a short distance from Ottawa.
Okay, now you mentioned that within minutes of this declaration, there were some people here in Windsor that were affected. Any idea how many?
We have a list right now that numbers 35. However, we do think that there might be one or two missing, and we have seen previous reports that says it could have been up to 40 from the Windsor community alone.
Okay, now these people, mostly men, you say, were taken away, presumably from their families, jobs, lives they had. What happened to the people that they left behind here in Windsor and in other communities?
Well, Windsor, in fact, was had a very difficult situation because the city itself was very aggressive in its stance, or became very aggressive in its stance, no doubt fed by the fear that was prevalent at that time about these subversive elements in the community. And so, in fact, what happened is that a lot of these families lost their primary breadwinner. As I said, it was the male. This was just after the Depression, so their financial situation wasn't that great to begin with. And they were put in significant hardship, the women and the children. And in addition to those who were actually detained and sent away, many, many others were given an enemy alien designation from Windsor as well. And that meant that they had to report to the police, the RCMP or the police, on a monthly basis and were fingerprinted. And, of course, once your employer heard that you had this designation or the community heard, you became, you know, social pariahs and outcasts. And the city itself took a hard stance and, in fact, fired all city employees who were of Italian descent.
Now, you're working on a national project to collect stories from people who remember this time. What exactly is it that you need?
At this time, unfortunately, a lot of those who did directly experience it or were detained or had the enemy alien designation have passed away. It is the 71-year commemoration of this event. And so it was quite some time ago. But there, the children, the family members, other community members who remember the experience, we're asking them to consider having a video history taken. So basically our researchers are coming out to the community in mid-July, and they'd like to sit down with anyone who's interested to tell their story and to record it on video. It would maybe take an hour to 2 hours, depending. And these video histories would then become part of an archive that's going to be held at the Columbus Center, and it would be complemented by any sort of documentary evidence, so letters, family photos, pictures, drawings, things made by the men in the camp. There was a lot of wood carving in the camp that was undertaken. And this will serve as an archive and a collection to inform the community and the Canadian general public about this event for generations to come.
I'm speaking with Lucy DiPietro. I'm wondering if you've already made contact with some people here in Windsor that you'll be meeting with in July.
We have, and that's why we've sort of set the date for mid-July, which was convenient for a few of the members, but we certainly need much more. Windsor was one of the major communities. It had a significant Italian-Canadian population at the time, and unfortunately, we're looking for some more representation to reflect that. So we have a handful, maybe three or four individuals who we're speaking with, and we'd really like to hear from quite a few more.
Are you finding that people are reluctant to talk about what happened way back in 1940s?
Most certainly. A lot of, as I said, that stigma, it stays and it lasts. And many, the community has since become very successful. Italian-Canadians throughout Canada are very successful. And I think, you know, for some individuals, they feel that, you know, they put it behind them, they moved on, they made a success of themselves, their families, their lives, their careers, and it's best not to be revisited. But unfortunately, as history teaches us, these events can repeat, and we're all better for knowing about them. And certainly if we don't talk about it, that knowledge would be lost.
What is it that you're going to be doing with the material that you compile?
We're going to be having an exhibit here that anyone can visit should they be in Toronto, where the Columbus Centre is located. But more importantly for the Windsor community and our other local communities, we will be undertaking a fairly substantive online representation. So there's going to be all of the materials that we receive consent for will be made available publicly online. Anyone can research and look at the documents, the photos, see the full video histories.
Is any of your early research already up online?
We have a site right now that is online that shows some pictures and documents that we've received from the families and that features one or two stories. But the full site itself will not be available to the public until April of 2012.
Thank you very much, Lucy DiPietro, for telling us about this.
Thank you.
Lucy DiPietro is Project Director for Italian Canadians as Enemy Aliens, Memories of World War II. You can check out what they have up so far online at villacharities.com/ICWW2.